The results from Denver's local election are shifting as officials continue to count ballots. The top two mayoral candidates of a field of 16 will compete in a runoff in June. As of 5 p.m. Wednesday, Mike Johnston was still in the lead with Kelly Broff in second place. However, third-place candidate Lisa Calderon has been catching up to Broff with each new round of newly counted ballots. Candidates for City Council Districts 7, 8, 9, and 10 also appear to be headed for a runoff. Ballots counted over the course of Wednesday have brought incumbents Candy Sidibaka and Chris Hines into the lead in their districts, but they're both currently below the 50% threshold to avoid a runoff. In related news, Kwame Spearman, who exited the mayoral race shortly before Election Day, has stepped down from his CEO position at Tattered Cover Books. He is reportedly considering a run for the Denver School Board. Students around Colorado walked out of school yesterday as part of a National Day of Action Against Gun Violence. KGNU's Alyssa Palazzo reports.
Wednesday's walkout comes less than 2 weeks after thousands of students and community members rallied on the steps of the state capitol in Denver. They called on lawmakers to take action against gun violence after a student entered East High School late last month and shot two administrators. The shooting came weeks after another gun incident at East High when a student was shot in his car near campus. Students in lines joined protesters across the country in a nationwide school walkout.
We are sick and tired of no change, and we are out here today not to miss school, but to hopefully change some minds, maybe give perspective to people and to have people see where we're coming from.
Students who participated in the protests included Lakewood, Denver, Wheat Ridge, and Jefferson County schools. For KGNU, I'm Alyssa Palazzo.
U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper of Colorado and Senator Alex Padilla of California sent a letter to the CEOs of 27 major companies accused of employing migrant children in unsafe and unlawful situations. KGNU's Eli Kalin has more.
In February, the Department of Labor fined Packard Sanitation Services $1.5 million for employing children to work with hazardous materials and dangerous equipment. The company is one of the nation's largest food and safety sanitation service providers. The letter comes on the heels of a major investigative report by the New York Times. The report documented a widespread practice of factories employing children who came to the U.S. as unaccompanied minors. Other companies that received the letter included General Mills, PepsiCo, Fruit of a Loom, Walmart, Frito-Lay, Valley Nature Foods, J. Crew, Target, Whole Foods, Ford Motors, General Motors, Hyundai, and Kia. Senators Hickenlooper and Padilla, who chair the Senate committees, asked the CEOs to respond to 6 questions regarding labor practices by April 26th. For KGNU, I'm Eli Kalin.
Denver's Department of Public Health and Environment is examining how to use millions of dollars in settlement funding to address the opioid crisis. Health officials are seeking proposals from substance abuse and behavioral health organizations that can offer methods for prevention, treatment, and expanded services. The funding comes from a multi-state lawsuit filed by attorneys general who sued opioid manufacturers and distributors. Colorado is expected to receive about $700 million in settlements over the next 18 years. Opioids have killed over 8,000 Coloradans in the past 20 years, with almost 1,000 deaths in 2020 alone. UC Health launched a new program in February that translates prescription labels for certain medications into languages for non-English speakers. Since then, the Longmont Leader reports that UC Health pharmacies have dispensed over 2,000 translated prescription labels. Over 16% of Coloradan households speak a language at home other than English. The 26 languages available for translation include Spanish, Arabic, Russian, Korean, French, Nepali, and Somali. UC Health started the program to support their patients' understanding of medical instructions and prevent potentially life-threatening errors. Boulder residents are collecting signatures for a ballot measure that would amend the city's camping ban on public property. According to Boulder Reporting Lab, the safe zones for kids petition would require removing tents or propane tanks quickly if they are within 500 feet of a school or within 50 feet of a sidewalk. The petition comes after the explosion of a propane tank in an encampment near Boulder High School. The organizers of the Safe Zones for Kids petition have expressed concern for child safety during school commutes. Boulder officials say they updated policies earlier this year to no longer give 72-hour notice before clearing out encampments on high-traffic public paths. They say they are also prioritizing enforcement near schools. The ACLU of Colorado is suing Boulder to overturn its camping ban, citing a lack of shelters within the city. It's chilly this morning, but a sunny, clear day is expected throughout the Front Range. In Boulder and Denver, it'll warm up to highs in the low 50s and cool down at night to lows around 28. And in Fort Collins, a high near 49 and a low around 23. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.